What's up, guys? Welcome to Rice and Beans. It's episode one of season four. We've been away for a minute, but we're back. Welcome back, Cookie.
Howdy.
We got Hype Man in studio, and we have a new cast member. What's up, Big O?
How you doing? Thanks for the invite.
Yeah, good, man. Good. Good to have you on.
So... I don't like change.
Don't worry. I'll ease in softly for you.
I've heard that before.
And you fall for it every time.
Fall for it?
None like some good pillow talk.
You have to ease on it. Ease on it. You don't fall on it. That's how you break something.
Well, that's why you just start with a tip.
Oh, pussy.
I thought that was your favorite game, just the tip.
Just the tip?
He's all, what am I in high school?
All or nothing. All or nothing.
So it's just the shaft and balls.
Yes.
He's all, if you're doing it right. So we've got some big things planned for season four, and it's going to get exciting. It's going to get really funny. We're going to, you know, focus more on the comedy this season. And so what we've done is during the break, we got together and we came up with a list of 24 Hall of Fame or Hall of Fame bound comedians. And so each of these different episodes is going to highlight a different comedian. So each of the episodes is going to be in that comedian's style. Not so much using their jokes or anything like that, but more so just going along with their vibe and the way like they do things. So this episode is the spotlight comedian is Bob Saget.
Bob what?
That was
Bob
an
S. Saget.
Oh, okay.
An incomparable showbiz whore. So we've got some topics that are lined up that would be right up Bob's alley, and
mine.
From what I hear, that's what he likes. So we're gonna go ahead and jump on into this with one of the fan favorites, and this is Would You Rather.
I have one.
All right, go for it, man.
Okay, would you rather contract COVID or have another 4 years as Donald Trump as president? Would you rather one or the other?
Can it be the asymptomatic kind?
Yes, it can.
I'll go with COVID.
Survey says?
COVID!
Yeah, I'll do COVID too.
Yes, yes.
Can I get two claps and a Ric Flair?
Woo!
I knew a virus was going to take me. I just didn't think it was going to be COVID.
2020's deadliest catch. See you later, HIV. You're like old news.
I'm no longer the most contagious guy at the club.
On this episode, we're going to lose 20 sailors.
And 20 more.
All right, I got one. Would you rather run backwards through a cornfield naked, or would you rather go
run backwards through a cornfield naked?
Oh, hold on, you might want to double down.
Oh, okay.
Or would you rather go camping alone with that one creepy uncle?
Is it by a cornfield?
Well, does he have... Oh, go ahead.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you want to double down, yeah.
Anything. Sure, why
it's
not?
It's your fantasy.
It is. It's my creative story. It's
and you're doing a damn good job.
It's magnificent.
I don't know how bad is that corn going to smell in the morning.
Do you like chocolate?
Not chocolate covered corn.
Rocky Road, there's some nuts in there.
You can just serve it up with a side of that Terry's Yum Yum sauce. If you missed it on the Instagram, go ahead and check it out. I found a bottle of this thing called Terry's Yum Yum sauce, and I was at Walmart, and so I sent it to Big O, and I'm like, here, do you gotta check this out? And so he sends me back the second picture that's there on the Instagram of Terry filling the bottles. So if you get a chance, go on our the Rice and Beans Instagram and go check that out. All right, Big O, what you got?
It's a treat for your meat. Just remember that. Terry goes down smooth. Would you rather eat Cheerios out of Nancy Pelosi's butthole?
Done it.
Wait, or Nancy, wake who? Up with peanut M&Ms in your mouth from somebody's folded penis.
How folded?
You're supposed to make them difficult.
He wants to do both.
Well, you're eating Cheerios out of a female's butthole. I don't think you're up for that one.
Been there, done that. How do you think I spent my senior year? You can't know you don't like it if you don't try it.
That's true.
I mean, Cheerios don't sound bad. Can they at least be the frosted kind?
If they aren't going in, they are going to be coming out.
That's true. And who knows, you might find a chocolate treat inside there too. And this goes also back to your corn question, so you might find a niblet or two.
Go on.
I mean, I'm okay with it, but if the hidden prize comes out, then like I'm going to have to throw in the towel. Or at least a wet wipe.
Well, you may get that Dakota ring finally, that back that you lost in there, so.
Here's hoping.
It's worth a finger or two. How many times?
All or nothing.
How many times you heard that one? Have you had a nickel for every time?
I'd have 27 nickels.
A shitload of nickels.
That's $1.10.
Just remember that Dakota ring wasn't a finger ring. It was a fist ring. It looks more like
brass knuckles. It was a slap bracelet.
Snap bracelet.
Would you rather have diarrhea for a year or randomly jizz your pants multiple times a day for a year?
Oh, well, both will hurt your guts. So I'm going to go with the jizz portion of it.
Diarrhea for a year, you say?
For a year.
Nah. It'll burn, but it'll be worth it. I can't hold down solids.
Well, women have that period in the month, right? So if you're diarrhea for a year.
Shit happens.
You'd be the poster boy for Preparation H. Lift your sack and spread your cheeks. All right, you're up.
See, would you rather wake up with the best sex ever of your life and find out it's your sister? Or would you rather wake up at a bus stop with a homeless guy humping you?
Homeless guy humping you.
No pause.
It's called timing.
It's like you either have it or you don't.
I have very few things going for me positive, so let's not shit on my parade.
Well, the porn that I saw once that started out like that ended well, so maybe I'll go with the waking up to the sister.
Is it through marriage?
Right? See? There you go.
Like a Brady Bunch kind of deal?
I don't know. Alice was kind of hot, so. And we all know what the father was like in the background, right?
Yes,
in his own life.
Here we go. Would you rather bareback a chick with herpes during a breakout while on her period or have sex with somebody that resembles an immediate family member?
Ugh. Wow.
How immediate?
Closer than is comfortable.
Well, all of my siblings and I pretty much look alike, so.
So you consider that a win-win?
Wouldn't you?
Kind of. It's like, when else am I going to get a chance to nail somebody this good-looking, you know? Not that I've thought about it or anything.
All right. That shadow boxing paid off, right?
All right, maybe just once. I mean, the mirror was fucking huge. What was I supposed to do?
Not stare at it?
Yeah, you know? Oh, man. All right. Now we're going to go ahead and move it on along. And so we're in the mid-season or the between-season break, right? And we're having this this basic production meeting and where we...
COVIDcation.
Right. COVIDcation. God bless it.
It's glorious.
I had more fun this year than I had in the last like 2 or 3 years.
Cannot disagree.
Waking up like Peter Griffin, I haven't got a job in the world. No, but so we're having this meeting, right? And I think, I don't know if it was Cookie or I think it was might have been Big O that brought up this story, and so it spawned the next topic. And I'm sure on some level it's relatable to at least somebody out there. And everybody goes, everybody does it, and now was it Charmin that's now encouraging people to enjoy the go?
Yeah.
So
you have to.
I mean, shitty tagline, but hey, it works, I guess.
It really does.
So then we started talking, and I was like, you know what? We should probably save this one for the show, and so we did. And so this is War Stories About Dookie. Shit disasters. Anybody want to get the proverbial ball rolling?
This is a childhood memory? Just to set the scene. It is a childhood memory. We had gone camping, my family and I, and my older brother invited a friend along. And that friend literally shit his pants. And instead of just throwing them out, like, my parents felt obligated to clean them. And then literally after they were done cleaning them, they're all like, they literally just threw it away. It was like, what a waste of shit. Like, you guys, like, that's so stupid. Just throw it away in the beginning. But yeah, that was a pretty shitty story.
Oh, man.
I think you were on that camping trip with us.
I think I was. I'm nice. Like, fuck this. I'm going hiking. And I hate hiking. All right, Vigo, what about you?
So, the worst case of shit story that I ever had, when I was working cable, had a bad burrito from Mexican Taquera. We always stopped and tried different places, but this place just really ate my belly alive. So, I'm hovering over the seat with the partner I was with driving, trying not to shit my pants. Every bump he hit, my bubble guts got worse, gurgling, getting worse and worse and worse. And finally, I just said, hey, man, just go to that public restroom in the park. He goes, why? I'm like, well, I got to take a dump. He goes, it smells like you shit your pants already, which I did, but I wasn't going to admit to it. So he hit one bump too many, and I couldn't hold it back, man. It hit cloth. And so now I got runny brown tea going through my underwears, and we barely make it to the public.
It sounds like you didn't make it.
Well, so 30-70, how's that sound?
That sounds like passing to me.
So I'm huffing and running to the public bathroom to where I'm hovering over the toilet because nobody wants to sit on a public restroom. So I'm hovering over the toilet, drop trowel. The underwear's hovering over my pants so that way they don't touch. Next thing I know, I'm all done. Sit on the sink and I'm splashing up. Get the water up there to clean it off because it was a nasty mess. Took my blade, swapped it out. Cut the sides, slapped it against the wall. Good day for me. Shit was had by all.
All right, so years ago, I'm at this campground, and it's like real low budget, like. The bathrooms are porta potties, but they're not like the regular size porta potties. They're like the smaller one. And I'm like, I thought I had locked the door. And so like, it's so small that I like, I can't really turn to like reach back to like fucking wipe my ass. So I'm like trying to fucking bend forward and like fucking reach back, and my fucking head hits the door and it fucking opens, and there's only 4 porta potties in this fucking campground, and it's fucking morning, like time for the morning shit morning. And so there's a fucking line going. And so the fucking door swings open. So there I am, like fucking all like
midwife.
Awkward midwife, and like fucking bent over and like, ah, fuck.
Could have been worse. Those porta potties could have all been facing each other.
Yeah, there were like two facing that way and 2 facing like the other way. So there was lines for like, there was like 5 people in each line for both. So like when the fucking door opened, and then plus it's like kind of in the middle.
5 where the people got the greatest show of their life.
A couple left teary eyed and green faced. but like, so it's in the middle of this campground, right? So not only is it the people that are in the fucking line, but like anybody that's within like eye shot of this fucking bathroom or this porta potty, the fucking door, like it didn't just like open like and go straight. No, it opened and went all the way to like the fucking, like to the fucking side, right? So it's like no cover, and I'm like sitting like half squatted over. I'm like, fuck, and I look at the people in line. I'm like the person that was in the front. I'm all, yo, a little help. I mean, like, what the fuck? And then they fucking ran and they closed the door. I'm like, fucking thanks, dick. You fucking done that a little earlier.
Did it look like you had your fingers in a bowl of fudge?
Go on.
I'm just thankful I didn't fucking fall out the door.
Oh.
That would have been worse. Come back to my tent. Yo, the camping trip's over. I'm going home. After that, like, there was a Walmart that was like 10 minutes down the road. So I was like, fuck that. I woke up in the morning. I just got in the car and like fucking went to Walmart and took a shit there. We were there for like,
did you notice anybody in there? Hey, you're the guy that fell out of the shitter earlier.
Are you okay? You fell pretty bad there.
That was the biggest corn-eyed brown trout I saw anyone caught today.
We're going to kind of take it back to something that we started off in season 1. And it got kind of popular as we started finding more and more and funny reviews, funny emails, things that you guys are sending in to us. Keep sending them in. It's been great. And so we stockpile them. And so for certain times, we'll go ahead and pull those out. And we call this segment Mail Call. If you've not tuned into the show before, this segment is all about the funniest emails, letters, recommendations, questions, anything that we could find in like a review form. So if you are out there and you troll for things like that, go ahead and send them our way, because we'll go ahead and get those on the show. So we are going to turn it over to Cookie, who has a really, really funny Amazon review that we debuted in season, I guess our very first pilot or second episode. So I don't even know if it got posted online. So we're going to go ahead and just take it back for a minute and relive one of the highlights.
So we're taking it back to 2017. Scene is set. 5 out of 5 stars. A mother's struggle. I want to start this off by thanking Kleenex for selling these in 36 packs. I've put in on a subscription, and if they want to start selling 72 packs, sign me up. I have 3 reasons for needing this much Kleenex, and their names are Liam, Samuel, and Hank. This is how it goes in this house. First, the Kleenex disappears, then the toilet paper, then they go for fabrics. And you don't want it to get there unless you're ready to invest in a 5-gallon drum of Febreze. Also on Amazon. This used to be a good Christian home. But it is not about moral judgment anymore. I'm way beyond that. I'm in survival mode. If I don't supply absorbent paper products, I'm going to find my dish towels hidden in the basement stiff as aluminum. The other day, I almost cut my hand on a sock. I'm sorry to speak so frankly, but with three teenage boys, a woman has got to be practical. When? The funny part is they think they're being sneaky with their 45-minute showers and sudden need for privacy. As if I'm going to walk in on them journaling. They slink around the house like unfixed cats while I try to announce my location at all times. No one needs to ask me to knock anymore. I knock on the walls. I practically wear a cowbell. I'm not looking to catch anyone by surprise. Believe me. I'm trying to get through this. The other day, my husband was watching me unload the groceries and he asked me, all sweetness and light, honey, what are you doing with all that Kleenex? I about knocked him off his chair.
That is a lot of jizz. You hit that house with the UV light, I bet you can see it from fucking space.
Semen everywhere and not a drop to drink.
A den of iniquity there.
Bit. Oh, man.
Dear diary, my dog just turned into salt and my house is about to burn down.
The funniest part to me was this used to be a good Christian home.
And it still can be.
I started laughing at the amount of Kleenex, and then when she brought up the three teenagers, I'm like, oh, good, already we see where this is going.
Okay, let's go something simple. Let's try this one out. So this is a review for Where's Baby's Belly Button. This is a Lift and Flap book review. Starts off with, this book is completely misleading. The entire plot revolves around finding a baby's belly button. The title makes this much clear from the beginning. However, there is no mystery. There's no twist. The baby's belly button is right where it's supposed to be, on the baby's stomach. Right where it clearly shows the cover of the book. The plot is a complete mess and is a result of its reliance on the mystery of where the baby belly button is. Everything falls apart the second you realize that the baby button was in plain sight all along. It's not fooling anybody. Plus, the baby's dick is too small.
Cookie, they got your review.
Finally.
How long ago did you send that in? They barely
published author. I'm putting that on my resume. This is a hot button topic for me, so it needs to be discussed in length.
I don't know. I'm waiting for their follow-up book, Merkins. Oh,
such a lost art of making pubic wigs.
I think they nailed it back in the 1700s when they were all white wigs. But hey, that's just me.
All right, so I found a product, and I was just kind of scrolling through Instagram, and there's this page that I follow. They post a bunch of funny stuff, and so there was this like picture of a vibrator, and all the comments are like, you know, a bunch of people laughing, and so I'm like, okay, I zoom in on the picture. And I start to like read the first part of the review, and like I just start laughing. So then I follow it to their website, and they sure enough they do have reviews on there. So this is on this product called the Sensual Vibe, So, this first reviewer, Martha, says, "Say hello to my new man. I read the reviews previously and was extremely excited to get this little toy based on those reviews. I can 100% confirm I am not at all disappointed. In fact, I think it's a lot better than I actually expected, and I expected a lot. Honestly, worry for my boyfriend's future with me now, haha. Guys, get it. It's amazing. Made me come in no time in a way I never did other toys I previously used. A very, very happy camper."
Disgraceful. That's an ill taste.
In my mouth. I don't know. I think they hooked everybody. She hooked everybody in when she says, "Guys, get it."
Mm-hmm. All right. So here's the next one from Dahlia. "Honestly, if I have to put things in a perspective, then I would tell you that I don't even use toys as such because, men. But this COVID got me stuck at home, so I decided to give this rude boy a shot, because why not? I love exploring sexually. Take my word very seriously here, ladies, when I tell you that I actually came 10 times within the hour, and the sheets were leaking, soaking wet. A tip that is handy, adding pressure to the suction so they make it ooh-la-la woman. If anyone ever reads this review and questions if I'm exaggerating, then try it for yourself. I promise once you buy the sensual vibe, you'll find the truth out for yourself. Lay back, experience this freaking secret affair by no questions. Without a doubt, my numero uno."
Is that by someone named Dahlia?
Yeah.
Black Dahlia?
All right. Maybe.
Act now for $19.99. We'll throw in a rubber bedsheet.
That's got a call. I got a call.
It sounds like that's what some of them should come with.
Running out of time.
All right.
It's a good thing I bought this package of sponges.
This is where the 70 pack or 72 pack of Kleenex would come in handy. All right. Allie B says, "The best investment piece. I didn't even know how to act. The first words out of my mouth was, 'What the fuck?' It got me there in less than 5 minutes. Throw your whole fucking man away, ladies. No need to stress over shit with friends with a friend like this one. You're getting head and penetration all at the same goddamn time. Could people get addicted to toys asking for a friend?"
Yes. It's a dark, dark hole. The toys.
All right, and our last one, Veronica says, "I used this 6 times in 1 day, and I don't even regret. Just buy this. It's so powerful, yet so discreet, and not at all loud. And holy Jesus, the sucker! The sensual vibe sucking vibrator is definitely a better choice than having a partner."
Heard that.
You know, it's just kind of sad when ugly people are that petty.
Right?
It used to be such a good Christian home.
No more.
And they made that fucking sensual vibe.
Sinner.
So, again, that's a taste of mail call. And if you have any reviews or letters, anything, funny questions for us to answer on the show, send in your questions, funny or not. I mean, a lot of times you guys send in shit that's not funny and then it comes out hilarious. You know, it's kind of what we do here.
Thank you.
But no, seriously, go ahead and send them on in and we'll get them on the show for you. So in the spirit of Bob, we found, I think this next topic would be something that he'd be proud of. And this one, I'm sure a lot of people out there can relate to. And this one is called Caught With Your Pants Down.
Cookie. Okay, it wasn't necessarily caught with my pants down. See what had happened was. Literally the first day of a new job, I'm a community-based liaison, if you will. So we're out in the community. My car is at this point 10, 12 miles away from me from where I parked and started. And so we're starting to ride the buses, and I can kind of feel like a breeze, but a little bit more than just a breeze. And then I go through the whole shift and get in my car and realize that I had a hole like this big in the back of my pants. And it was laundry day. So if you can get, yeah. So.
Oh, jeez.
It wasn't like Venus with my pants down. Huh?
Venus flytrap.
Yes. To say the least.
That's a novel approach. So
I still kept the job.
A good one. Okay. So you guys are going to love this one. I have a lot of great stories. And yeah, I've shared a few of them here or there. But you haven't heard this one yet. So with the company I'm with right now, I love golfing. And when I first started there, they had a membership at a, you know, for golfing at this one resort. So we would go there often. All we had to do was tell our president, oh, yeah, we're going to go this weekend. So that way we didn't intersect. Well, I get out there. It's a nice, crisp morning. Going to turn into a warm afternoon out here in Arizona. And I'm hitting golf balls on the driving range to warm up. And that's when our president shows up. Me and my buddy that we're going to go golfing with, we're like, oh, my God, he's got a foursome. So I guess we're out. So next thing you know, he turns to his crew and in Japanese, and he just points to two of the guys and points them out like shooing the dogs away. So we're like, okay, I guess we're the foursome now. So to lead up to this point, when I was on the driving range, I hit a nice dinger with my driver, man. It went right into the net. Couple hundred yards, perfect hit. That's when my button popped off of my shorts. Now, my shorts, they were Dickie shorts without a belt. So I'm figuring out how I could just kind of latch everything and get through the day without having a bad experience. We get on the first tee, and it's about 150 yards on the straight and then dog legs right. To that dog leg, there's a driving range and a bunch of hills. And I'd been on this course plenty of times, and I could not make the fairway for nothing. I'm not the best golfer, but I'm not the worst either. I lined up that driver, swung way back, and like the fucking natural, the movie, man, ping! Saw that sucker go right over the freaking hills and land directly on the fairway. I was not but 50 yards away from the freaking green. It was a beautiful shot. Everyone was impressed. Oh, my gosh. Oh, and they're golf clapping and everything. Then they turn around and notice my shorts around my ankles. From that point on, my game went to shit. But I tell you what, man, that was the best hit of the day. And the president, the nicest guy ever, didn't bring it up, didn't give me any crap. Asked me about my family, and then when we all said and done and we were ready to go home and everything, he goes, next time you wear a belt.
So I'm on a business trip, and we had gone to like this happy hour after the office, and so I thought I had taking care of business when I went to the bathroom before I left the bar. And no, apparently not, because by the time I got back to the hotel parking lot, the driver drops me off. I get out, and I'm like, I know I got to hurry to the bathroom, but like I'm like halfway through this fucking parking lot. It's nighttime, thankfully. And it's like, nope, not going to make it. So instead of pissing my pants, I'm like, I just looked around real quick. I'm like, okay, there's nobody out here. Fuck it. And so then I start taking a leak, right? And then fucking people and cars start coming out. And so I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm like, so then I have to fucking, there I am, walking around, fucking dick in hand, walking around the parking lot, like, going like this with fucking keys that are, like, it was like my fucking house keys, going like this, fucking peeing through the parking lot, because apparently I had a lot more beer than I thought I did. So Like, I'm walking, and then as soon as I'm done, I look up, and everybody's fucking gone again. I'm like, oh, motherfucker.
That's when you double down and just take a shit in the bushes.
Even if you don't have to, just push it out. Challenge yourself every day.
So, since we're so close to Halloween, anybody, any you guys got plans? I know it's canceled here in Cali and or in LA for sure. They're like, nope, don't do it.
Nope, no plans, nothing exciting.
Nobody likes my secret Snickers bars that I make in the toilet by myself.
Oh, you're making them this year?
This time I'm going to put Rice Krispie treats in them.
You promised that last year.
And hey, this time trying to skimp on the powdered sugar.
Chocolate covered truffles. They're allowing it here in Arizona, but you know, they're going to have the restrictions and safety requirements. So I don't think I'm going to be doing it because I'm a grumpy old man, but hey, to each their own.
Get a bag of candy and a fucking slingshot. Happy That's Halloween, motherfucker.
I only have candy apples.
Yeah, but see, I take it a step further, and that's why, you know, they don't like me in Halloween. I throw softballs at them. The candy's inside. I don't care if I hit your head.
Tape a Jolly Rancher to a baseball. Just chuck it out. Here you go, kid. Hey, give me back the baseball for the next trick-or-treater.
Hey, Billy, what's that JR on your forehead for? Jolly Rancher.
Oh, man. Well, yeah, I guess Halloween, like we said that last year, I think Guitar Guy coined the phrase, that thing got roned. So I guess just another example of something that got roned. No Halloween 2020.
The list goes on and on and on.
I know, dude. I missed out on a cruise and... Life. I mean, the cruise was, it was going to be a really good cruise.
Stuck
it. Yeah, but all the whorish Halloween outfits are still out for sale, so.
Really? Where did you go?
Oh, I go to Amazon. Sometimes go to Wish. If you go to Wish, you get some good stuff.
You have to wait like a year and a half, though.
Yeah, but it's the Chinese.
They and you know what? I hear that's where the vaccine's coming from, so it's going to be a while.
Just don't order from Wuhan.
Noted.
Bat soup. All right, guys. Well, we are starting to come up on our time for this episode, but again, we're going to be back. We got a whole season planned out for you, and again, different comedian each week. So go ahead and keep track of these comedians, so because we're going to run a little contest later on once we hit the mid-season break. So go ahead and jot them down and keep them handy. Don't forget to check out our social media. We're still on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Like I said earlier, we have that last picture of Terry's Yum Yum sauce. If you care to see what it looks like, go ahead and head over there and check out Terry lovingly filling each jar. next week we're going to be back, and like I said, we do have new hosts that are going to be joining us, and so next week I think another one will also be on with us. Don't forget to hit the blogs and let us know what you're thinking. Get those questions in here for our mail call segment, and I think that's going to wrap it up for tonight. So until next time,
remember, if 2020's got you down, like a big shit on a crown, just look for a pick-me-up with rice and beans in your cup.